3. Talu, you say? Hauka asked, holding up the tarp covering the suspicious pile of grain. From Aesir?
Yes, of course, officer.
The man sitting on the front of the wagon squirmed.
Just a humble farmer.
With no calluses, Hauka thought. A humble farmer who can afford fine Leoforan boots and a silk belt. Hauka took her spear and started shoving it into the grain, blunt end first. She didn't run across any contraband or any refugees hidden in the grain, so that was a first. I need to get your papers notarized, she said. Pull your cart over to the side here. The man grumbled but obeyed, turning his cart and backing the chull into the spot beside the guard post. It was one of the only buildings built here above the city, along with a few towers spaced where they could lob arrows at anyone trying to use the ramps or set up position to siege. The farmer with the wagon backed his cart in very, very carefully, as they were near the ledge overlooking the city. Immigrant quarter. Rich people didn't enter here, only the ones without papers. Or the ones who hoped to avoid scrutiny. Hauka rolled up the man's credentials and walked past the guardhouse. Scents wafted out of that. Lunch was being set up, which meant the people in line had an even longer wait ahead of them. An old scribe sat in a seat near the front of the guardhouse. Nisikan liked to be out in the sun. Hauka bowed to him. Nisikan was the deputy scribe of immigration on duty for today. The older man was wrapped head to toe in a yellow shikwa, though he'd pulled the face portion down to expose a furrowed face with a cleft chin. They were in homelands, and the need to cover up before Nun Reilisi, the enemy of their god, was minimal. Tashi supposedly protected them here. Hauka herself wore a breastplate, trousers, and a cloak with her family and studies pattern on them. The locals accepted an Azish like her with ease. Tashik didn't have much in the way of its own soldiers, and her credentials of achievement were certified by an Azimir vizier. She could have gotten a similar officer's job with the local guard anywhere in the greater Makabaki region, though her credentials did make clear she wasn't certified for battlefield command. Captain? Nisikan said, adjusting his spectacles and looking at the farmer's credentials as she proffered them.
Is he refusing to pay the tariff?
Tariff is fine, and in the strong box, Hauka said. I'm suspicious, though. That man's no farmer.
Smuggling refugees?
Checked in the grain and under the cart, Hauka said, looking over her shoulder. The man was all smiles. It's new grain, a little overripe, but edible.
Then the city will be glad to have it.
He was right. The war between Emul and Tukar was heating up. Granted, everyone was always saying that, but things had changed over the last few years. That god-king of the Tukari, there were all sorts of wild rumors about him. That's it, Hauka said. I'll bet that man has been in Emul. He's been raiding their fields while all the able-bodied men are fighting the invasion. Nisikan nodded in agreement, rubbing his chin. Then he dug through his folder.
Tax him as a smuggler and as a fence. I believe, yes, that will work. Triple tariff. I'll earmark the extra tariffs to be diverted to feeding refugees. Per referendum 371 Shah.
Thanks, Hauka said, relaxing and taking the forms. Say what you would of the strange clothing and religion of the Tashiki. They certainly did know how to draft solid civil ordinances.
I have spheres for you, Nisikan noted. I know you've been asking for infused ones.
Really? Hauka said.
My cousin had some out in his sphere cage. Pure luck that he'd forgotten them when that unpredicted high storm blew through.
Excellent. Hauka said. I'll trade you for them later. She had some information that Nisikan would be very interested in. They use that as currency here in Tashik, as much as they did spheres. And storms. Some lit spheres would be nice. After the weeping, most people didn't have any, which could be storming inconvenient, as open flame was forbidden in the city. So she couldn't do any reading at night until she found some infused spheres. She walked back to the smuggler, flipping through forms. We'll need you to pay this tariff, she said, handing him one. And then this one, too.
A fencing permit? The man exclaimed. And smuggling? This is thievery.
Yes, I believe it is, or was.
You can't prove such allegations, he said, slapping the forms with his hand.
Sure, she said. If I could prove that you crossed the border into Emul illegally, robbed the fields of good hard-working people while they were distracted by the fighting, then carted it here without proper permits, I'd simply seize the whole thing. She leaned in. You're getting off easily. We both know it. He met her eyes, then looked nervously away and started filling out the forms. Good. No trouble today. She liked it when there was no trouble. Hauka stopped. The tarp on the man's wagon was rustling. Frowning, Hauka whipped it backward and found a young girl neck deep in the grain. She had light brown skin, like she was Reshi, or maybe Herdazian, and was probably 11 or 12 years old. She grinned at Hauka. She hadn't been there before. This stuff, the girl said in Azish, mouth full of what appeared to be uncooked grain. Tastes terrible. I guess that's why we make stuff out of it first, she swallowed. Got anything to drink? The smuggler stood up on his cart, sputtering and pointing.
She's ruining my goods. She's swimming in it. Guard, do something. There's a dirty refugee in my grain.
Great. The paperwork on this was going to be a nightmare. Out of there, child. Do you have parents?
Of course I do, the girl said, rolling her eyes. Everyone's got parents.
Mine are dead, though. She cocked her head. What's that I smell? That wouldn't be pancakes, would it?
Sure, Hauka said, sensing an opportunity. Sunday pancakes. You can have one if you...
Thanks! The girl leaped from the grain, spraying it in all directions, causing the smuggler to cry out. Hauka tried to snatch the child, but somehow the girl wiggled out of her grip. She leaped over Hauka's hands, then bounded forward, and landed right onto Hauka's shoulders. Hauka grunted at the sudden weight of the girl, who jumped off her shoulders and landed behind her. Hauka spun about, off balance.
Tashi, the smuggler said. She stepped on your storming shoulders, officer.
Thank you. Stay here. Don't move. Hauka straightened her cap, then dashed after the child, who brushed past Nisikan, causing him to drop his folders, and entered into the guardroom. Good. There weren't any other ways out of that post. Hauka stumbled up to the doorway, setting aside her spear and taking the club from her belt. She didn't want to hurt the little refugee, but some intimidation wouldn't be out of order. The girl slid across the wooden floor as if it were covered in oil, passing right under the table where several scribes and two of Hauka's guards were eating. The girl then stood up and knocked the entire thing on its side, startling everyone backward and dumping food to the floor.
Sorry, the girl called from the mess. Didn't mean to do that.
Her head popped up from beside the overturned table and she had a pancake sticking half out of her mouth.
These aren't bad.
Hauka's men leaped to their feet. Hauka lunged past them, trying to reach around the table to grab the refugee. Her fingers brushed the arm of the girl, who wiggled away again. The girl pushed against the floor and slid right between Rez's legs. Hauka lunged again, cornering the girl on the side of the guard chamber.
The girl, in turn, reached up and wiggled through the room's single slot-like window. Hauka gaped. Surely that wasn't big enough for a person, even a small one, to get through so easily. She pressed herself against the wall, looking out the window. She didn't see anything at first. Then the girl's head poked down from above. She'd gotten onto the roof, somehow. The girl's dark hair blew in the breeze.
"Hey," she said. "What kind of pancake was that, anyway? I've got to eat all 10.
"Get back in here," Hauka said, reaching through to try to grab the girl. "You haven't been processed for immigration." The girl's head popped back upward, and her footsteps sounded on the roof. Hauka cursed and scrambled out the front, trailed by her two guards. They searched the roof of the small guard post, but saw nothing.
"She's back in here," one of the scribes called from inside.
A moment later, the girl skidded out along the ground, holding a pancake in each hand and another in her mouth. She passed the guards and scrambled toward the cart with the smuggler, who had climbed down and was ranting about his grain getting soiled. Hauka leaped to grab the child, and this time managed to get hold of her leg. Unfortunately, her two guards reached for the girl, too, and they tripped, falling in a jumbled mess right on top of her. Hauka hung on, though. Puffing, two men on top of her, Hauka clung tightly to the little girl's leg. She looked up, holding in a groan. The refugee girl sat on the stone in front of her, head cocked. She stuffed one of the pancakes into her mouth, then reached behind herself to the place where the cart was hooked to its chull and tapped the latch. It came undone, the pin popping out as the girl tapped it on the bottom. It didn't resist a bit.
"Oh, storms, no."
"Off me!"
Hauka screamed, letting go of the girl and pushing free of the men. The stupid smuggler backed away, confused. The cart rolled toward the ledge behind, and she doubted the wooden fence would keep it from falling. Hauka leaped for the cart in a burst of energy, seizing it by its side. It dragged her along with it, and she had terrible visions of it plummeting down over the ledge into the city, right on top of the refugees of the immigrant quarter. The cart, however, slowly lurched to a halt. Puffing, Hauka looked up from where she stood, feet pressed against the stones, holding on to the cart. She didn't dare let go. The girl was there, on top of the grain again, eating the last pancake.
"They really are good."
"Tuck cake," Hauka said, feeling exhausted. "You eat them for prosperity in the year to come."
"People should eat them all the time, then, you know?"
"Maybe."
The girl nodded, then stood to the side and kicked open the tailgate of the cart. In a rush, the grain slid out of the cart. It was the strangest thing she'd ever seen. The pile of grain became like liquid, flowing out of the cart even though the incline was shallow. It glowed softly as it flowed out and rained down into the city. The girl smiled at Hauka. Then she jumped off after it. Hauka gaped as the girl fell after the grain. The two other guards finally woke up enough to come help and grabbed hold of the cart. The smuggler was screaming, anger spren boiling up around him like pools of blood on the ground. Below, the grain billowed in the air, sending up dust as it poured into the immigrant quarter. It was pretty far down, but Hauka was pretty sure she heard shouts of delight and praise as the food blanketed the people there. Cart secure, Hauka stepped up to the ledge. The girl was nowhere to be seen. Storms. Had she been some kind of spren? Hauka searched again but saw nothing, though there was this strange black dust at her feet. It blew away in the wind.
"Captain?" Rez asked.
"Take over immigration for the next hour, Rez. I need a break."
Storms. How on Roshar was she ever going to explain this in a report?